USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The top GOP House member says an investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland will happen if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy made that pledge on Monday, hours after former President Donald Trump confirmed FBI agents raided his home at the Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. McCarthy was one of a host of Republicans criticizing what they called the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Taiwan is holding live fire exercises as China continues to hold military drills around the island nation. Taiwanese officials said the military drills had been previously planned and are not a direct response to China's actions. Beijing began holding live military drills in the area around Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
There are still more questions than answers regarding the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday night. Among those looking for details on why it happened is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're 90 days before an election. The FBI sent agents to the home of a former president, the leading contender to be the nominee for 2024, and I want to know why.
Former President Trump commenting on social media that the search is a weaponization of the justice system and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed by then-President Trump 5 years ago, has not yet commented on the actions taken. Gas prices continue to fall. Today, AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular fell another 2 cents down to $4.03. The average has seen a steep drop from a month ago when drivers were paying an average of $4.69 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A big decision has been made in the case of civil rights figure Emmett Till. No indictment against the elderly white woman in Mississippi whose false accusation against black teenager Emmett Till led to his lynching nearly 70 years ago. The grand jury's decision comes despite recent revelations of an unserved warrant arrest and a memoir by the woman, 87-year-old Carolyn Dunham. She says she tried to help Till by saying he didn't whistle at her, which at the time was considered a racial transgression. Till was kidnapped and killed in 1955. Fresh warnings that snakes are more active right now through the end of mating season, which lasts a couple of more months. There's also a 75% increase in snake bites reported in the Tar Heel State compared to the same time last year. In Cary, North Carolina, 9-year-old Jaxie Marks is back home after being rushed to the hospital to receive anti-venom treatment. She was bitten by a copperhead last week inside the garage of her family home.
I felt like a stick hit me or something. And I looked down to go and throw it. And I realized that was a snake.
And former NFL running back Marshawn Lynch was arrested and charged with driving under the influence by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. The 36-year-old played in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills, Seattle Seahawks, and the Oakland Raiders. This is USA Radio News.